Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sometimes you just gotta brawl, especially if that brawl is very worth taking on but is easily missed. Hidden areas reward exploration for those willing to stumble off the beaten path, and sometimes these areas lead you to a pretty epic boss fight. From shooters to MMOs, these are the 10 hidden adversaries you can find outside of the established rosters. I'm Jess from More Culture, and here are 10 open-world video game bosses you must find. Number 10, The Agony, The Division 2. Kicking off the list is Tom Clancy's The Division 2, one of Ubisoft's major live service productions that's achieved somewhat middling success over its six-year history. Following a somewhat lukewarm response to the 2014 original, Division 2 has fixed plenty of those issues and seems to become more of a cult favorite. The Division is all about taking on rival factions in an America devastated by a vicious pandemic. The sequel's take on Washington, D.C. serves the backdrop to the action, with player squads taking on both PvE and PvP combat and gathering many loot items along the way. Then there was the D.C. Outskirts Expeditions DLC, which added the Manning National Zoo to the world map. Under the guidance of Reddit user Arclight079, a hidden boss called the Agony was found by shooting 5 beehives displays in the zoo and then interacting with a panel. This triggers the arrival of a heavily armed hazmat soldier that appears to take inspiration from Metal Gear Solid 3's The Pain. The boss also offers you some rare loot if you can take him down, so that's always worth it. Number 9, Silver Lionel, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Easily one of the most highly acclaimed games of all time, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild offers total freedom in its open world, allowing the player to tackle enemies, shrines, and bosses in any order they wish. For the most part, the game will offer up greater challenges the further in you get. Once you've powered up Link and awakened a great beast or two, the enemies scale up even further, culminating in the elusive Silver Lionel. These are the toughest variants of the dangerous centaurs. Having been imbued with Calamity Ganon's magic, they offer a tough challenge for even the most seasoned players. The location of the Silver Lionels across the map can vary depending on your game progress, though generally they can be found in the Akala Wildlands and the North Tabantha Snowfield. These formidable foes have a massive health pool and deliver lightning-fast attacks that require near-perfect dodges, so, you know, go in with a plan if you're gonna take them on. Number 8, Valkyries, God of War. The fourth God of War title stands as one of the best exclusives the PlayStation 4 has to offer. Swapping out its hack-and-slash formula for a full-on adventure mode, the more mature story and setting made it a huge hit. Once you've cleared out most of the Norse god pantheon, one threat remains: the Valkyries. In Norse mythology, there are a group of powerful women who choose to live and die on the battlefield. In God of War, they serve as the ultimate challenge for those who've mastered the game's already difficult combat. In keeping with the mythological roots, there are 9 of these flying warriors to be found across the map, and you'll take on each of them one at a time. Each member of the circle has their own fighting style and unique loot if you're able to take them down. They can be found in several areas between the main mountain and the Council of Valkyries. It all builds up to Sigrun, Queen of the Valkyries, and by far the toughest enemy in the entire game. Coming out on top in this ultimate battle bestows Kratos and Atreus with the finest loot in God of War. Number 7, The Wither, Minecraft. Despite being probably the most successful indie release of all time, Minecraft didn't originally have any bosses or really any goals to speak of at all, and it sort of just thrived on the back of its explore and create modes. As the game grew into the juggernaut it is today, it became a more cohesive experience, and this manifested itself with the survival mode. Starting out with no resources, it's up to the player to build structures, shelters, and eventually track down a portal to the end. Once players have destroyed the Ender Dragon, the game effectively ends. Those who carried on the survival mode eventually stumbled across a second boss, one that couldn't be found anywhere in the game's open world. The Wither was added via the 1.4.2 update in 2012 and appears in the main overworld. The Wither is player-made and an entirely optional boss initiated through crafting. You'll need 4 blocks of soul sand and 3 Wither skeleton skulls from the Nether. Put all the pieces together and be ready for a very difficult fight. Muscle your way through and you'll get the rare Nether Star, which can be used to fashion a beacon. Number 6, The Nameless King, Dark Souls 3. For over a decade now, Soulsborne games have been tearing up the gaming charts, both critically and commercially, establishing themselves as some of the biggest juggernauts in the gaming industry. Much of the charm behind the series stems from its intentionally vague narrative, which conjures up many mysteries within its world. The player is encouraged to explore and discover on their own to unravel the deeper workings of the world. This is also true in the case of the many hidden bosses that can be found throughout the settings of each game. In Dark Souls 3, the series took the franchise's secret adversaries to their highest point yet, with the Nameless King. While initially the player makes their way through the Great Belfry to ring a large bell, many would consider that area complete. But those who ventured back to Archdragon Peak afterwards will stumble across a colossal opponent. Riding in on a mighty dragon, the Nameless King is considered one of the absolute toughest bosses in the game. You'll have to dodge attacks from the King's spear, and there's very little room to get hits in yourself, as the boss constantly leaps around the arena. You may need a co-op buddy or two to help bring him down, but let us know in that comment box how you fared with him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Abaddon Mutants, Rage 2. Of the numerous IPs under id Software's banner, there's an argument to be made that Rage is the most underutilized. Almost a decade after the original title was released to a tepid critical reception, the series was revived with a new wacky style under the helm of Avalanche Studios. While it met with a mostly mixed critical reception, Rage 2 did offer some enjoyment on occasion. Its open world was guilty of many checkbox-style clichés, but there were some hidden enemies to be found among its mostly generic objectives, like the Abaddon Crusher Mutants. Now, these mini-bosses can be found across the map, although their exact spawning locations will depend on whereabouts you are on the map. They can be taken on as part of both leveling up and an achievement. In addition, they can also be taken on foot or in one of the many vehicles on offer. 7 mutant crushers are up for extermination, and while the first is tackled as part of the main storyline, the other 6 are out in the wasteland. Each one of them sports an inflated health bar and can take a ton of punishment. Hunting these giants requires solid equipment, preparation, and more than a little patience before engaging. Number 4, Cake Boss, Assassin's Creed Unity. With Ubisoft's insistence that a new AC game should come out every year, Unity arrived to, some problems. We'll just say some problems. Following a rocky launch riddled with frightening facial bugs, Unity has managed to achieve a somewhat higher recognition among the fanbase since its launch. Much like previous entries in the franchise, it's all about exploring a historical setting, completing missions, and partaking in various side objectives. Despite the size of its worlds, AC games are very rarely known for their boss fights, but there is something interesting packed into Unity, even though it took players a little while to find. Across the map, there are 5 unassuming cakes waiting to be devoured. After doing so, you'll need to head to Luxembourg Garden. A giant cake awaits with an aristocrat standing on top. Attempting to eat this giant dessert will trigger a fight with the foe, who possesses far more health than regular enemies. In a game so committed to representing a realistic vision of revolutionary powers, the cake boss stands out as a real oddity. A delightful oddity, but an oddity nonetheless. Winning the battle gives you a healthy amount of money, a hidden achievement, and fireworks for your trouble. Number 3, Adamantus, Final Fantasy XV. After many years of stagnation, the Final Fantasy franchise made something of a comeback with its 15th mainline entry. It certainly didn't satisfy everybody, but it was an improvement on 13's lackluster and overly linear effort. As Prince Noctis, you fight alongside your companions to reclaim your kingdom, and much of your travels take place in the tricked-out regalia. Taking on giant monsters with colossal health bars has always been a series staple, and the developers have often added hidden adversaries. These can only be tackled once you've leveled up to the max and also done some exploring off the beaten path. The latest effort under this tradition is Adamantus, who first appeared in the dazzling CGI trailers leading up to release. The giant tortoise sits alongside the most powerful super bosses in the title, and I believe is also the oldest and largest baddie in the setting. That's cool. Boasting a staggering 5,624,400 health points and ranked at level 99, it's undoubtedly one of the greatest challenges for Noctis and his crew. Adamantus can be found at any point in the game, but to do so, the player needs to use the Umbra and obtain the Let Sleeping Mountains Lie quest. Number 2, Flemeth, Dragon Age Origins. While Dragon Age Origins is less of an open-world game as so far as we've been talking about them up until this point, there are open-world sections and a whole bunch of standard RPG open-world things that you'd expect to do as you make your way across Ferelden. Often quests can reveal themselves through interactions with your party and the way they respond to your decisions throughout the game. One companion who tags along with you is Morrigan, a witch whose motives are rarely made clear. Over the course of the game, you learn of Morrigan's mother Flemeth, and the quest Flemeth's Real Grimoire comes to light. This reveals a hidden battle. You can either let Flemeth leave or do battle, prompting the character's greatest secret to come to light. What you thought was just an old lady you were beating up, no, I'm sure you at least thought it was a witch, was actually a high dragon. She shapeshifts into a level 15 high dragon with health of no less than 3,555. Hit points. Good luck. If you're able to slay the beast, Morrigan receives some high-level items and a large amount of approval points towards the protagonist. Number 1, Engineer Omega Plug, World of Warcraft. Wrapping up, we have World of Warcraft, a guilty pleasure for some and a harbinger for some of the biggest gaming communities around. Exploring Azeroth is one of the game's biggest draws. With such a vast and ever-growing landscape to explore, there's sure to be a secret or two lurking off the beaten path. Hidden areas have already proven popular among WoW's massive community, but there's also a boss or two waiting to be discovered. Inside Nomragon, there's another foe to tackle beyond the base quest. Usually after taking out Metgnir Thermoplug, and I've never played WoW, so I had to look up whether I was being trolled or if these were real names, and they are, usually you'd finish up the raid and return back to the overworld. However, search around the room for a pillar and you can unearth a small push me button, which spawns an even tougher opponent. Engineer Omega Plug, in addition to being a difficult boss, also spawns bombs that need to be deactivated first. Dodging spells is tricky enough, but the move Maximum Repair will need to be cancelled out unless you want the boss healing himself completely mid-battle. Is that something you want? Again, I don't play WoW. Is that something you want, Wild Gringu? I don't, let me know in the comments because someone's got to explain this to me.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.